Lexington for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast one more time.
This is it?
Super Bowl weekend.
One more time for this season, right?
Oh.
I got to come back for a Super Bowl recap?
I meant to talk to you guys about next season.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, he's out. Yeah! I mean, I'm sorry.
You guys remember the story of Wham, right?
They made it big.
You're Andrew Ridgely.
No, Brad. You're Andrew Ridgely.
At least I know his name. Unlike you,
you say that like it's a point of pride.
It is, because
that you know the history of Wham.
No, that I can name things like that. You guys are in the music business. You guys are these hot shots. I'm just some clown who just sits here and looking at betting splits all day.
I would prefer to know nothing about Wham. I would feel better about myself as a man if I didn't know.
Just wake me up before you go if you're leaving the show.
You and your careless whispers.
Oh, look at that.
Admittedly, the Faith video was pretty hot.
That was George Michael solo.
Okay, my bad. Mm. So what you're saying is I know the least about Wham.
Would you continue with your introduction, Dylan?
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl week, guys.
Super Bowl.
My name is Dead Air Dennis, and these guys are these guys. So, hey, follow me next year when I give my picks every week on
Where?
The Dead Air Dennis Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
I heard you got a job over here at Third Eye Blind.
This week's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Pizza.
Amen.
Goodfellas.
And our friend Dan. Yeah.
Thank you very much for the
pizza. Who gave you a discount.
A great discount, yeah.
And when I went over there.
Dan's discount pizza.
Yeah. When I went over there, I think I was at like $30. But of course, I think I had Misty Dawn, had to get a slice, and I think I got two, and yeah, it's different when you're Dead Air Dennis Dillon, unless you're poor Brad Taylor, just the Robin Hood of Lexington radio, taken from the books and given to the squares. Yeah. Anyway, neither here nor there. My name is Brad Taylor, since Dennis Dillon did not introduce us, and I'm sitting right across from the Beer Man.
My name's Beer Man. Hey, buddies, there's no the in my name.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I didn't know you guys were here. Welcome to the show.
What is this big announcement you have?
Yeah, we're going solo. I mean, I'm going solo.
You're going solo?
Yeah. It's going to be the Dead Air Dennis Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
It shouldn't be the bottom line. It should be the rung above the bottom.
Debut, yeah. Just next to the bottom line.
So wait, you're leaving, but you're taking the name to the show.
Yeah, join me for my first podcast next summer during spring training, 1 week before the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
Pitchers and catchers report in less than a week.
That's what I did Sunday. I started looking at baseball for next season for the first time, legitimately.
Yeah.
But I will say this. When Dennis DeYoung left Styx, they kept the name. He started the group, but they kept the name. He got the screw job.
I don't think he left voluntarily.
I know. But how come they got to keep the name of the group that he started, and he wrote all the big songs? How come they got to keep the name? He wanted the name and said, nope, it's our name. That seems like what you're doing here, Dylan. Are you Dennis DeYoung in disguise?
Bullying? Oh, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, you are bullying. He's taking the name of our show, Beer Man.
I'm still in?
Woohoo! Wait, are you going with him or are you coming with me? Who's coming with me?
Nobody's asked me yet.
All I can tell you, boys, is
anybody will.
Draft weekend is coming up.
Oh, we're doing a draft weekend podcast?
We'll see. You'll see if any of you guys get drafted on the new podcast.
You're ready for the draft?
I am, just because that's all that is on my feed.
Because the Bears have the number one.
That is all that is on my feed.
That's all he's got to look forward to.
Well,
and what he didn't tell you is he's looking forward to the 2025 draft, where they might actually start beginning to be good.
Yes or no? Justin Fields, is he with the Bears next year?
I'm starting to lean that he's not going to be.
You guys have a bet on this. Don't ask him now. There's already a bet on the table.
Yeah, it's $1.
$1 or $100?
It's $1.
Oh.
You should go ahead and pay him.
Yeah. Probably should.
It would look cooler on
you. And if you win, I'll give you the poopy dollar. So,
oh.
That's a very hallowed object in this building, I can promise you, especially when we go to the Red Mile.
I tell you what, instead of playing the dollar, I have brought gifts for our final podcast of the season.
Does mine say Dead Air Dennis going solo?
Of course I grabbed mine first. Ladies and gentlemen, the new official commemorative.
Oh, my God.
Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast mug.
With my name on the back.
With your name on the back.
Wow.
There you go, buddy.
Very nice.
You know somebody who has a cricket.
There you go. There's one for Mr. Brad right there.
I am very touched and honored.
There you go.
It's a bad time to bring this up, but my label's coming off.
They all, my sister was like, it was struggling at the time, but I was in a hurry to get them. So just kind of keep pressing them down.
Pressing them down, Dylan. But this is lovely. This is great.
I thought we needed something semi-official, but yeah, the multiple layers of sticker is not doing
okay.
As well as
it's fantastic.
It's awesome. Great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And here I was about to kick you off the show for next year.
Here I was kicking you both off the show. Thanks, Beer Man.
Yeah.
Can I get the wording on mine changed?
You know what? Just scratch off the part where it says bottom, and then you'll be like the line sports rocker podcast.
Yeah. Fat bottom podcast. What?
Fat bottom.
Yeah. Line. There you go.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening through our gibberish and jobberish and gibberish.
What was your big announcement other than the fact that you're going off on your own?
I don't have a gen.
Oh, you don't have a big announcement.
Worst case scenario, even if our logo falls off, your name's on there pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
You want to talk about the game?
We're going to talk about the game.
Is there a game?
Pro Bowl? Who'd you have in the Pro Bowl, Beer Man?
The NFC.
Honestly, who did you watch the Pro Bowl yesterday?
Not 1 second.
Really? I thought
yesterday.
You might have. Did you watch the Pro Bowl, Dennis?
I was at the Chevy Chase Inn one night, and they had it on the TVs there. So I was watching some of it. It's kind of fun. It's better than what they used to do. It's better than the game. I mean, at least it's laughable, and you get to see these guys, you know, enjoying each other's camaraderie. And
is there a way to make the Pro Bowl good? I mean,
no.
what is legitimately wrong with it?
What's legitimate? Everything.
When I was a kid, though, they took it seriously.
Well, yeah, but
Sean Taylor.
Yeah, you'd watch these games, and they would hit each other.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that anymore.
No.
Not in this modern day of money, money, money. No.
We don't live in that world anymore.
And I don't, honestly, I can't really blame them, to be honest.
No.
Why would you want to punish yourself and take more hits when you don't have to? Especially your family's life and your livelihood and your future and all of that is on the line.
It's just like a college superstar playing in a meaningless bowl game that has nothing to do with the national championship. It's like when Christian McCaffrey sat out. He was the first one to really do that.
Yeah.
He sat out. He was at Stanford. They were playing in a meaningless bowl game. He's like, you know what? I'm out. And then Leonard Fournette at LSU did the same thing. Oh, you can't do that. That's so selfish. Now everybody does it. So, yeah, Pro Bowl is stupid. Anyway.
To me, it should be the beginning of the end of the NCAA. And as far as bowls and stuff go.
Yeah, but as long as people gamble on these bowl games like they do, man, it's going to be hard to put those away.
I don't think game.
When do the awards for League Most Valuable Player, Rookie of the Year,
tomorrow, like Thursday night.
I was thinking
night.
It was Thursday night, night, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday night, I think.
All right. So you got any thoughts on that, Brad Taylor?
I'm sitting on my Damar Hamlin comeback player of the year. Like it's gold, baby. Gold.
Yeah.
Put that down last March.
You know what? I think I know you were big on this, but I think if Joe Flacco would have won the one playoff game that he would have taken.
They don't bet on vote on these after the season.
Votes were already in, yeah.
Yeah. Flacco sat out the last game of the regular season too. That might have hurt his little performance as well. But the fact that Hamlin literally played
one game.
That was enough. A narrative. Yeah, it's the narrative. That's why I hate these awards for the most part, because it's a narrative. It's not always who deserves it the most, because Flacco kind of deserves it most, but it's the narrative that he died basically on the field and he played a little bit this year.
Which he barely, quote unquote, came back.
Yeah, but he got one tackle, I think, for the year.
Yeah.
That was enough. That's like the Alex Smith year when he almost had his leg amputated.
I still have my Christian McCaffrey NFL MVP.
Yeah, it's Lamar Jackson's, I think.
That's what everybody's saying, but it's, you know, I know he was always in the conversation, but he was never toward the top until Purdy fell off, and then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, it's Lamar's to lose. And it's like, well, wait a minute. This guy was sitting in second the whole time, and now all of a sudden he just got passed for not doing anything wrong. We'll have to wait and see.
What about Joe Burrow for next year?
Burrow is a possibility. Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately, is going to have to be a possibility. I mean, there was a ton of quarterbacks that went out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think Rodgers will have a better chance because we saw Joe Burrow a little bit this year. You know what I'm saying? We saw him play a few games.
But Rodgers would have to have a good year.
Yeah, he'll have to have a good year.
This is all predicated on whoever we're talking about having a good season.
Yeah.
But we only saw Rodgers 4 plays this year. And I think that kind of, you know, from day one, if the Jets are 9-8, I think you got a spot where Aaron Rodgers might be your choice. Yeah, that's good. That's a decent choice. But, Burrow, yeah, you have to consider him. This is the second time he's in his career he's missed basically an entire season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, awards are Thursday. We're finally be glad to sitting on a 9-month ticket here with DeMar Hamlin. So, let's talk about this game, though.
And here we are with a beautiful Wednesday night, 50-degree weather, Goodfellas pizza.
I got 61 degrees right now.
Is that right? Is it 60?
61
degrees. It did feel like when we were outside. Yeah. I don't get outside much this time of day.
Every day that we get through with no snow, closer to Mars, it's a win. And every day survive in advance because I hate the wintertime.
3 weeks until March, and that to me, that's always...
Winter is past the halfway point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily, yeah.
4 weeks from Sunday, we move the clocks up.
Nice.
And 5 weeks from Sunday, the brackets come out. They in the past, that's been the same day, which has been my favorite day of the year. But now they split them up this time. We got a game this weekend, though, in Las Vegas. The Super Bowl, 10 years ago, if you had told me the Super Bowl was in Las Vegas, I would have said, not a chance.
Good point.
In 2018, one state could bet on the Super Bowl, Nevada. Today, 38 states, including Kentucky, could bet on the Super Bowl.
6 years later.
6 years later.
Wow.
And the way things are going, you'll have over 40 by the end of this year. So the times have changed. Gambling is a lot more accepted now. It's legal, and it doesn't have the you know, the kind of taboo kind of look that it has. Kind of like our friends at Third Eye Blind, who when they see me walk by, oh, we knew you would walk by.
Nobody was in there today.
Oh, they weren't?
I guess they sensed that there would be no business.
Oh,
you guys are talking about the psychic shop. I thought you were talking about the band. I'm like,
Third Eye Blind. Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Third Eye. I think you just keep adding the blind.
Well, and they are blind.
I don't think you want psychics to use the term blind.
Anyway.
I was guessing it was blind luck.
Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers. Opening a 2.5-point favorite. We saw this line immediately go down to 1 point. Sharp money has come back, and the 49ers are now 2-point favorites most places. A little bit of juice on the Chiefs at plus two. So if this line moves again anytime soon, it'll probably go down towards the Chiefs. Conspicuous total here. Open 47.5. Remains 47.5. Who wants the honors of what they think about side and total before we get into
we forgot to do a recap.
Recap!
Ricola.
Recap. Last week, Dennis and Beerman, 1-1, Brad Taylor. We finally had an undefeated week. 2-0.
Leave it to the macho man, Brad Taylor, to come through when it counts the most, of course.
So
what are these hand gesticulations you're doing? What is that?
I am just appealing to the gambling gods as I pay homage to them for their mercy of my sins. As I have gone through season after season.
Of sucking.
People are tuning out. Let's get to the game again.
Let's get to the game.
Who wants to go first in their side?
Go ahead, Beer Man. What do you think?
My thoughts have been this, and I kind of jumped on this immediately.
Wait, you have thoughts?
I immediately threw money on Kansas City.
Let's get to the game. Oh, you're already talking about it.
Yeah. I immediately threw money on Kansas City. It didn't make sense to me that they were an underdog. Andy Reid has never lost to Kyle Shanahan. Kansas City is 4-0 in this building. San Francisco is 1-0, so somebody's going to have to lose in Allegiant Stadium. You know, usually if you want to pick a winner, the first thing that I would look at is the quarterback. Who's the better quarterback? I think here everybody would say Mahomes. Even if they're even, the next thing that you would go to is, well, who's the coach? I think in this instance, everybody would say Andy Reid. So to heck with the rest of the team, I think Kansas City wins this game outright. I got a better quarterback. I got a better coach.
Money line right now. Let's look at the money line odds. Most places, -130 on San Fran, +110 on KC. So you say
I put money on the money line right away.
+110.
Yeah.
What was the money line earlier this week, Bradley?
It was. It has been. As we look up the money line, Niners -140 has been the largest number we've seen so far. So we got closer to 120 when this line is at -1. Now resting at -130.
Yeah, it's a tough one to pick.
I got Kansas City at +100 was my first one. And I jumped on that, and then it went to +110, and I jumped on it again.
Whoa, look at you riding the horse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just reached the conclusion that no matter, you know, damn all the statistics, I'm just not going to get beat by Brock Purdy or by Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to put money on Patrick Mahomes and hope that he loses. I'm fascinated by Brad's pick, so I'm excited to hear him talk about it. For once in my life, I'm excited to hear Brad Taylor talk. I just don't know. I mean, how do you bet against Patrick Mahomes at this point? I mean, Roger Goodell, did go live the other day, and he said that, A, the NFL is not scripted.
Well, no, the script showed Baltimore and San Francisco.
Yeah. That's what you call an Alfred Hitchcock twist and turn.
Conspiracy theory. Are you believing that one?
No.
Oh.
He also said Taylor Swift was really good for the NFL.
Of course he did.
But she is.
There's a stat that I read on the show today. There are 21% of viewers of the Super Bowl this year will be watching because Taylor Swift will be there.
Yeah. It will be the most heavily watched Super Bowl of all time, yep, probably, or for at least the next 20 or 30 years. It will also be the most heavily bet Super Bowl for probably the next 15 years because of Taylor Swift. Roger Goodell is like, go ahead and carve it in my gravestone. He was the guy who increased the Super Bowl percentage viewership by whatever, you know. So, yeah, it's ridiculous, really. But on the other hand, you have to kind of respect it and go, okay, well, whatever, it is what it is. But it just lessens it, I think, for hardcore fans like myself.
How does it lessen it?
I just don't like it. Does that make any sense at all? Is it just because of jealousy and envy that I don't like it because of that? I mean, because I can't really think of any other real excuse.
I equate this to New Year's Eve. It's amateur night. We all feel like we have to go out and party. We all feel like we have to, you know, we're losers if we sit home and take two Benadryl so we can sleep through midnight so we don't have to do it while everybody else is out partying. And that's kind of how I see the Super Bowl. And it's, you know, everybody feels like they have to bet on this. Now everybody feels like they have to bet on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of the way I'm looking at this right now.
But they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. Well, the public is all over the Chiefs.
The public is on the Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you have it. I'm on the Chiefs, too.
As am I.
Patrick Mahomes is 10-1-1 in these situations. I mean, as an underdog,
you look at what Kansas City's done in the playoffs compared to what San Francisco's done in the playoffs. San Francisco barely escaped both of their games. Kansas City whooped up on two of the three teams.
Let's not forget that the public was right an awful lot of times this past season in the NFL. Go ahead, Brad.
You took the Chiefs?
I took the Chiefs.
You took the Chiefs?
Unwillingly, unwantingly, yes.
Wrong again! Final time of the season! I have one stat and one stat only that I'm playing this Super Bowl by.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What were you whispering?
Oh.
33 years of the Super Bowl we've had.
In the last 33 years. And a half.
The public has been wrong 31 out of 33 times on the Super Bowl. They've been on the wrong side 31 out of 33 times. And they have come in full force here on Kansas City. Yet this line opened 2.5 San Fran. It's only down to 2. With all the public here, and I'm looking at 75% of the tickets are on Kansas City. 70% of the money is on Kansas City in this one. I'm fading the public. I'm taking San Francisco, and I'm laying the points because I've listened and watched a lot of people this week, and I've seen very few take San Francisco to win this game. Mm-hmm. It feels like everybody, and it's a revenge of the nerds game. You know, it's like the nerds, like me, want to follow the data. They want to follow the markets. We want to take San Francisco. While the jocks, like you clowns, you want to follow Patrick Mahomes, 10-1 against the spread. Oh, you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Don't go against him. He's got that dad body. You saw that picture of him, that little belly, that little muffin belly he's got. Everybody, can't bet against Mahomes. 10-1 is an underdog. Jocks versus the nerds. I'm a nerd, and I can admit it. And I'm taking San Francisco here, laying the 2 points.
Nerds!
I just don't see... anything on San Francisco that is remarkably better than what is on Kansas City.
Kansas City's defense is better than San Francisco's.
If nothing else, they're equal.
They're not equal.
I don't think anything on Kansas City is significantly worse. You go the other direction, I think there's a lot on Kansas City that's significantly better than what is on San Francisco.
I mean, if I'm a whatever, what if you're a nerd, what am I?
What'd you say? Jock. I'm a jock. You're a jock at this spot.
If I'm a jock, so be it. I mean, because
Ted McGinley or Ogre.
I just don't see Brock Purdy and the San Francisco team winning. I don't. I hate to agree with you, Beer Man, but
why would you hate?
Okay, I just don't like agreeing.
History tells us that when you two agree, well, it doesn't end well.
I mean, Kansas City is not the team that I would have picked at the beginning of the year.
Nope.
But in this game,
a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Against this opponent, the way that both teams are playing, you can talk about, fading the public and everything else, but it's just mano a mano, Kansas City is a better team. And like you said, I can't picture Brock Purdy hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
If Kansas City's the better team, how come they're not favored?
You got me.
I don't know either.
That's the whole reason I jumped on it.
That's the reason I'm taking San Francisco.
That's the whole reason I jumped on it first thing. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm taking Kansas City.
Exactly why I would take San Francisco.
Well,
and I know you're saying 70% of the money, which is what we generally look at as people watching sharp money, watching the guys with the big dollar bills. Where do they bet? I know you're saying 70% of the money is on Kansas City. I'm just not believing that. I don't.
Okay. Well, I know the public is on Kansas City, so I'm getting the contrarian kind of fade the public view. Mm-hmm. I know the line went from Kansas City +1 to now they're +2, despite the fact that San Francisco is not getting a majority of the money. There's a reverse line move coming back towards San Francisco. This is a market game for me. The Super Bowl, the bigger the game, the more you want to fade the public. This is the biggest game in the world. I'm fading the public, 31 out of 33.
And I cannot argue with any of your points.
And I can't argue with the Chiefs because of Mahomes, like you said, 10-1 against the spread. As a dog, you can't argue with that. That's something you don't want to go against.
And as a dog, in those 10-1 games, he covers by 7 points.
Yeah,
on average. As a dog.
So it's the jocks who's looking at what you're talking about with Mahomes, don't bet against the great quarterback, or the nerds who are looking at the data like I am and taking the Niners based on that.
Well, I think you take, again, you go to the quarterback, and you can say I'm cheering for Mahomes or whatever, but it's like, who do you think is going to have more nerves? Kansas City, who was there last year, or Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant in the draft? I mean, professionals that have played a long time in the NFL, they play in their first Super Bowl, and they're like, I barely remember the first quarter of the game. Kansas City's going into this game like, yeah, we're here again. Let's just business as usual. I would take Kansas City in the first half. I would take, would probably say off the second half line, I would take the over because I don't feel like Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to pretty much play their game. There's nothing out of the ordinary. I think there's so much out of the ordinary for San Francisco.
I think there are more variables in San Francisco's path to success. I think Kansas City is straight down the line. I think they know who they are. I think they know what they're going to do. I think it takes a little bit more to get there with San Francisco. Here's a question for you guys. On a scale of 10, how excited are you about this matchup? Because for me, it's about a 3 or a 4.
If it wasn't the Super Bowl,
it is the Super Bowl.
I know it's the Super Bowl, but what I'm saying is if this game was on against another game, it would depend on what that other game is as to whether or not I would even watch. The fact that it is a Super Bowl, I mean, I'd say about a 5. It's not the matchup that I really care about. Right. There's nobody on either team that I'm excited about. Right. Andy Reid, to me, is the superstar of everybody that's going to be out on that field Sunday.
Brad?
I'd say about a 6. I think San Francisco is a great story with a great coach. I love Shanahan. Last two times he's been in this Super Bowl, he had a 28-3 lead with the Falcons as the OC. Yeah, no, in the fourth quarter he had a 28-3 lead, I think.
No,
halftime, I think.
2 minutes left in the third quarter, he was up 28-3. And then he had the year he had Garoppolo. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs in that game. With a quarterback, I think we could all agree, Brock Purdy's a little bit better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Yep. I think we could all agree to that.
Yep.
So it's interesting for me to see him try to finally cash his ticket where he should have had probably at least one, if not two, before this. That's the and the Niners, one of the gold standards, no pun intended, in the NFL. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Steve Young was there, 1995. So it's been a long time for them. So that's why I'm kind of excited to see if the Niners can beat Kansas City. And, of course, we all know the Taylor Swift thing. So, yes, I'm a little bit more excited and a little bit kind of wanted to see what happens here more than usual because we have some side storylines that pique my interest, and I just want to see Taylor Swift crying in the booth.
Man, after. That would be epic. And yeah, I hear you can bet on that. Is that a prop?
There are plenty of Taylor Swift props. 25-1, though, that if you the Chiefs win parlayed with Travis Kelce proposes on the field after the game. 25-1.
No.
No?
One thing that I found fascinating, and I didn't even know this until today, I was scrolling through FanDuel.
Your mom's name?
There's certain
your real mom?
There's certain prop bets that are not legal. Like in Kentucky, we cannot bet on the coin toss. We cannot bet on the length of the national anthem.
Yeah. Why is that, Brad? Do you know, Kev?
As far as I know, it's just...
Oh, yes, we can.
Written into the rules.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we can. We could bet on the coin toss and the national anthem. Maybe you can't find it, but I can with all my accounts because I've been looking at stuff like that. So, yeah, you can bet on this stuff. I know you can at the DK. I can promise you can at Caesars. So,
but didn't you tell me the other day you can't bet on the fact whether Taylor Swift will be at the game?
The Taylor Swift ones are in
only
Canada.
Only in Canada.
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know that one.
That's weird.
But the Taylor Swift ones are all FanDuel only in Canada.
Maybe it's an international law because she's in Japan.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
See, this is on FanDuel, betting by state.
Okay.
Like the coin toss, you can bet in, what is that, about 12 states. But the coin toss has got an X next to also about 12 states. Gatorade color, only 3 states it shows that you can bet that in. And about, you know.
Gator haters.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is on FanDuel, and it says every state has its own rules on how you can bet on the Super Bowl. Find your state below and note that rules are subject to change.
I talked about this on my show today. Massachusetts voted today. 3-2 vote that they could not bet on coin toss, result of coin toss, winner of coin toss, or parlay coin toss and winner of the game.
Mm.
So, like you said, every state, I think, has it, but I thought I had seen it. I know I'd seen it earlier this week on some other sites. So, yeah, well, the coin toss.
Let's talk about some Taylor Swift props. But before I say that, before we move on, I just wanted to go back and revisit the Taylor Swift conversation that we had earlier. It's not... For me, it's not that I am envious or jealous of Taylor Swift. I actually like the girl, and I respect her in a lot of ways. There's just so many great Super Bowl stories, players behind the scene, or you know, personnel behind the scene, players on the field that never get talked about. It's just kind of, it's just a bad shade for the NFL to spend so much time on Taylor Swift and not to talk about the career of Kyle Juszczyk. And that's really my problem.
Well, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that have never been introduced to the NFL, and they're trying to capitalize on that. I completely understand it. Kansas City has been in this game 3 out of the last 4 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's not many players on that team that we don't know a little bit of the backstory if you follow the NFL.
No.
I guarantee you're going to get some of those from San Francisco. You know, it's not going to be all Taylor Swift all the time.
But it's going to be a lot of Taylor
Again,
Swift.
Again,
it already has.
What's
been?
The number? 20%?
21%.
21% is the bump because of this one girl. The NFL's not dumb.
Uh-huh. Who's bringing in more money?
Brad's got the real answer. I mean, you're not wrong, but Brad's got the real answer.
The answer is money.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Kyle Juszczyk is not going to bring in money. Taylor Swift will.
If we find a random way to bring people to listen to our radio station...
Mm-hmm.
That would not be our normal demographic. Aren't we going to play that up a little bit?
That's a good point. Why do I still have you on?
I don't know.
When I could get that guy down the street whose name is Tyler Swift.
Tyler Swift. You know what? A year from now, there's going to be somebody on the radio somewhere with the name of Tyler Swift.
There already is. I'm sure.
Or the Bear Man. It's the Bear Man.
Or the Berman.
Exactly.
Berman.
Ethel Berman.
Mm. All right, so talk about some of the props. Give us some.
How about the total first? 47 and a half total. Has not moved at all so far. Any thoughts on the total in this game, maybe? Because the squares, as we know, love to bet the total over. But we haven't seen this total move since it opened.
I think a 28-21 is really realistic, which would put it over. I think both teams have a decent defense, but I think both teams have scores. Even though Kansas City's average is right around 21, this is a different game, and I think it's going to go over.
Brad Taylor's going to hate my response on this, but if you're any kind of gambler and you want to play the total in this, you have to buy another point or another half point. You have to. You have to get to 48 at the very least. You should probably get to 49.
48 if you're going
and then
under?
If you're taking the under.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, don't risk that, because I can feel this game, as you just said, 28-21. 24-23. I mean, it's going to be right there.
Yeah.
Don't take your chances with that extra half point. I mean, just buy it and be done with it.
As far as the teaser goes, if you wanted to tease this, it's the perfect spot for the old Stanford Wong teaser we always talk about. Get Kansas City at 2, get them up through the 3 and the 7, get them at +8, and then play with the total however you want to play it. I would play under here. I don't know if I will or not just yet. But 56% of the tickets are on the over. That's the squares. 63% of the money is on the under.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little sharp play to the under. That's the sharpest of all the plays. Side total is to the under. So for me, I would lay the 2 with San Fran, and I would play the under the total, especially second half. Chiefs this year, 18-1, I think.
It's incredible.
Second half, 17-2 to the second half, 18-1 in the fourth quarter to the under. This year. So
it's really incredible what that defense has. And, you know, and not to say that I saw this, what I'm going to say that I saw it, because what I saw at the end of last season was what happened this year. Kansas City's secondary got better when they started putting the young guys in. They had the Dan Sorensen guy in there, and he was not good. And they pulled him and they put in some of the new guys that they had, some fresh blood. And I don't think it's the same guys they have this year, but you could just see the improvement right then at the end of the season last year. Spagnuolo comes along and makes it even better, you know, and it has Ladarius Sneed and the Dunkirk guy, Dunkliffe, what's his name? Anyway, it's fascinating. I mean, what they've done in the secondary. I'm not a Kansas City fan. I didn't want to see him in the Super Bowl. I didn't want to see him in the playoffs. But damn, I mean, give him props. They did this with a terrible wide receiver core. And you know what happened in the game, in the last couple of games? We haven't seen Mecole Hardman on the field, and we haven't seen the other wide receiver.
Tony.
Kadarius Tony has not been out there. I think they had a combined 6 snaps in the last game or two.
Tony was asked to not even show up at the
You won't even see them
last week,
You probably won't even see him on the field this week. And they account for about half of Patrick Mahomes' interceptions this year. So there's a nice little prop bet on will Patrick Mahomes throw an interception. He hasn't thrown one the entire postseason, and I'm going to bet that he won't throw one in the Super Bowl too.
One thing that I'm a little intrigued on when it comes to the over-under is if you do look at Shanahan's record, he's blown leads that are pretty significant. You go the other direction, Kansas City has come back from you know, deficits that were pretty impressive.
I'd like to see the stat on that. How many times has Kansas City blown a lead in the Patrick Mahomes?
No, I mean, Kansas City's gone the other direction. They were down.
That's what I mean.
21, and the next thing you know, here they come rolling back.
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
if nothing else, in the back of Shanahan's mind, in the back of Mahomes' mind, I don't think either team is going to feel comfortable if San Francisco is in or is going to feel like they're.
San Francisco needs the lead.
If San Francisco has the lead, I don't think San Francisco thinks it's over. I don't think Kansas City thinks it's over.
No.
The other direction, if Kansas City's got
it's
a sizable
over.
Lead,
potentially
San Francisco's
over.
Probably sitting there going, we've got Brock Purdy.
They'll probably be standing, though.
Huh?
You said they'll be sitting there.
Oh.
I'm guessing that they'll be.
Dad jokes.
MVP odds. Quickly moving on. Patrick Mahomes +140. Brock Purdy +200. Then we get in some other players. McCaffrey, +440. Travis Kelce, 17-1. Debo Samuel, 25-1. Pacheco, 30-1. We can go down the list. Any kind of thoughts? Is it a good time maybe to go against one of these quarterbacks as an MVP?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because I don't know that. First of all, this is a great opportunity for Christian McCaffrey to get what a lot of people would say is the consolation prize to not getting the most valuable player of the season award. So, you know, there's that argument to be made. If he has a good game, I mean, do we really think they're going to give it to Brock Purdy? I don't think so, unless he just has a magnificent game. And I don't think San Francisco is going to throw the ball any more than they have to, because they don't need to. If they stick with the running game, they're going to have a hand in the outcome of this game. But if they move away from the running game like Baltimore did,
oh.
Baltimore, that might have been the worst coached game I've seen in years.
Absolutely.
If San Francisco can show the discipline to keep the ball on the ground, they have a really good shot of winning the game, and Christian McCaffrey has a really good shot of winning the...
If San Francisco wins, I would probably put McCaffrey over Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would probably even put Debo over Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you go the other direction. Was it
17-1 on Kelce? Surprising.
Yeah, but who was the running back a few years back when Kansas City won?
Damian Williams.
That we're sitting there going, that's the MVP of the game.
Yep,
he was the MVP.
He was.
And
the
they
MVP.
Gave it to Mahomes, and you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No sense.
So my Zero. Thought is, if Kansas City wins, it's either going to be Mahomes. Or it's going to be Kelce.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say, or it's going to be Kelce, because, again, you start talking about the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
I think if it's San Francisco wins, I think it's almost anybody except for Purdy.
Yeah.
So
that's that's a great point, though, Bear
If
man,
you think San Francisco is going to win, I would load up on the Debo Samuels and the Christian McCaffreys. If you think Kansas City's going to win, I'd put it on Patrick Mahomes and nobody else.
I remember being so angry at the end of that game when they gave it to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because he threw one or two interceptions in that game. It was just so much bullshit. I couldn't believe it. And where's Damian Williams now?
Yeah.
He was out of the league in 2 years.
But yeah. Pacheco's been playing some incredible ball
Lights out.
In these playoffs.
Yep.
But I think he could go balls out, and it's still going to go to Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Unless, it's again, Kelce somehow has maybe two touchdowns and 100 yards. They may go that direction just because of the whole Taylor Swift angle.
Those 17-1 odds tell me one thing.
That's tempting.
Kelce is not going to win.
Yeah, it's tempting to throw a little bit down on that, but
I'm going to go on some San Francisco players. I might even throw Brandon Ayuk a couple of dollars. What's Brandon Ayuk?
50-1.
Yeah.
Since I'm taking San Fran to win this game, let's put a little pizza money on three guys for the Niners I like. McCaffrey. +440. I would take Debo, 25-1. George Kittle, 70-1. I like both tight ends in this game. 70-1 on George Kittle. If you remember the last time these two played, Kittle didn't have a good game, but he had two plays that were both 30-yard plus plays. He got robbed for offensive pass interference out of both those. Both of them were very questionable calls. Those change, maybe that whole game changes. George Kittle, 70-1. I think you're getting a little bit of value.
That's some good money there.
You get a tight end, gets 80, 90 yards, and maybe a couple of touchdowns, you're looking at a 71 shot.
Would that pizza money be Goodfellas pizza money?
Totino's pizza money.
You're reaching. So, yeah. So, I would I'd look at those guys for the MVP if I'm playing San Francisco. What about maybe some passing props? What about some touchdowns? Brock Purdy touchdowns? Over under 1.5? A little bit of juice to that over. What do you guys think of that?
Screen pass to McCaffrey. I mean, McCaffrey is the go-to for that team.
There is a prop, and it's 5-1 maybe on McCaffrey having two touchdowns.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's takeable. What about Brock Purdy scoring a touchdown? That's 12-1 or something like that, I think I saw.
Anytime touchdown score. McCaffrey -230. That feels like a lot of
That's
chalk.
Pretty realistic, yeah.
Pacheco -130. Kelce is even money. Debo +140. Rashee Rice +140. Ayuk +155. Kittle +185. So those are your top guys for
Fred Warner is going to be kind of covering Kelce quite a bit. That's a pretty elite matchup right there.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I mean, McCaffrey's going to score a touchdown. That's all I have to say. I mean, if San Francisco scores in this game, McCaffrey's going to he'll be the first guy in.
And you know what? With Brad's point, Kittle would probably be the second guy.
I think Debo.
Maybe Debo. But, I mean, Kittle seems to somehow get that 50-yard pass, you know, that gets him out of a bad spot into the red zone.
He is the best tight end in the game.
Who's that?
Kittle.
Kittle? He's fallen off.
When he's healthy.
And Kelsey hasn't? Kelsey's age showed up a lot this season.
But Kelsey in this playoffs, I mean, Kelsey's talked about retirement. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's still some incredible tight ends out there. I don't know that I would put Kittle as the top one.
He's number one in the NFL. I'm just saying I think he's
– Oh, in this game?
I think now in this game he's the better tight end.
All right, that's a different thing altogether.
Any player to score two touchdowns, not just McCaffrey, any player, yes, minus 185. No, plus 135. I'd lean to no.
I would lean toward no. McCaffrey's the only one that would scare me.
Yeah.
Pacheco scares me. They go
for
to him a lot.
Two touchdowns?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about some rushing props? What do you guys see about the rushing props for Pacheco and McCaffrey? As I pull it up here in my little computer.
I just don't think you can go over on McCaffrey because I think it's 90, and that's a lot.
There was a prop that was like he and maybe Pacheco rushing and receiving over 300 yards, and I'm like, are you kidding me? That seemed crazy high.
Pacheco and McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Was that rushing and receiving?
And rushing and receiving. Yeah. But still, that is just...
300?
300.
God.
I mean, I think it was decent odds, but it was just the fact that it was on the props board.
Pacheco, 67.5 rushing yards. McCaffrey, 91.5 rushing yards. I'm going to put a little chalky play here. Most combined yards, rushing and receiving, McCaffrey. I found him at a 160 earlier this week. And, it's even if Pacheco gets more rushing yards, he doesn't catch the passes that McCaffrey does. So that's a player here. What about some receiving props for this game? We saw, you know, some big-name guys, maybe a Travis Kelce here. He is at 72.5 receiving yards. Yeah, I was looking at going over on both tight ends. I know the Kelce number is going to be a little inflated, but I think he still has a good shot with Kittle, too, going over 49.5 receiving yards. Any props in receiving yards you guys want to?
I'm staying away from it, I think, because San Francisco is not really that great against the pass. And that's, you know, I mean.
But the linebackers for San Francisco, when you're talking about a tight end.
They have good linebackers, no question.
That's where I would lean toward the under on Kelce.
I would lean to the under on Kelce too, but I'm probably going to stay away from it.
I mean, I don't know how Mahomes just doesn't seem to be the kind of player that forces the ball. Even if it's Kelce, I don't know if he'll try to force it to him in this game, only if they're down and he knows that's kind of his go-to. But, you know, Rashee Rice could be one that I would look at for the over, but I would look at the under for Kelce.
Yeah.
Rushing yards matchup. McCaffrey is a minus 23.5 over Pacheco, who has more rushing yards. So they're saying McCaffrey will have 23.5 more than Pacheco. Any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I wouldn't take that. No.
I would lean Pacheco.
I'd lean Pacheco, yeah.
Yeah. And not just that, because McCaffrey could have 120 yards.
He'll catch the ball.
But 50 of those could easily be receiving.
1,000%.
What about the two tight ends? Kelce, minus 22.5 over George Kittle.
I don't think they go to Kittle nearly as much as they go to Kelce.
No, what's the over under on the pass it, receiving receptions for those two? Can you pull that up quick?
I'm trying.
Because I'm guessing Kittle's going to be 4.5, and Kelce will be 6.5 at least.
Minus 2.5 for Kelce for
what?
Receptions.
I would probably go with Kelce.
Okay.
2.5 receptions, yeah.
Kelce gets 2.5.
I think you're right. 4 and 7 seems about right.
The total is 11.5. So that's basically what they're saying. 7 and 4 there.
Yeah. And if it's 6.5 is the over under receptions on Kelce, I would lean toward the over there because I think 7 is about right.
Yeah, those are just weird bets that I just I stay away from that stuff.
Are there any other bets that you guys are looking into? A safety, 40-1 on a safety in the game.
There was, I would stay away from that. There was a, let me see if I can dig this up real quick. First offensive play of the game to result in a safety. Plus 50,000.
We had it once, though.
I know.
Hey, that's right.
I remember that very well.
Yeah. Was that Denver and Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah. Right over Peyton Manning's head.
Yeah.
And that's when we're like, I remember you and I were both pretty heavy on Denver because same reason that we have for Purdy. It's like, I cannot picture Russell Wilson hoisting the Lombardi trophy. And as soon as that happened, it's like, uh-oh, something's not right here.
That's the last time I was in the desert.
Yeah.
For that Super Bowl.
Wow. And you need to go back to the desert.
It's been a while. That's been how long I've had to deal with my parents. It's been 10 years now. And I remember being on Seattle because that line was 2.5 all week long, and I kept sitting out there going, come on, get to three. Give me Seattle in three. They just never would do it. They just put more juice on Denver.
Yeah.
So I eventually had to go in with Seattle at 2.5, and I hated it. But, yeah, that play, well, that made me – that said that we had a lot of cash that day on Seattle. So, yeah, that was a good one.
You know what's funny is, again, you flash back to that game, and as soon as that happened, you're almost like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. 28-3, I remember talking to Dennis. I think we were down at Paulie's Toasted Barrel, and I'm sitting there thinking, this game's not over.
We were watching that game at my house.
Was it your – then Paulie's Toasted Barrel was the –
Was the Seattle-Denver one. Game.
But I remember even at 28-3, in my mind, I'm calculating, okay, they've got the ball. They score here. They come out. You know, and it's I never gave up at 28-3, but Denver-Seattle, as soon as that safety happened, it's like we're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, Beerman and I have been pretty good, not to scare you, Brad, but Beerman and I have been pretty good about picking the Super Bowl winners.
I'm petrified.
You look it.
I'm scared to death. One more prop I will...
Want me to hold your hand?
No, not right now. Just wait till it gets dark.
Beerman instead.
The Chicago Bears are 40-1 to win next year's Super Bowl. Pizza money.
That seems...
Of course he's going to do it.
I mean, that's nicer than I would have anticipated it being.
Well, a lot of these are conservative because right now they don't want to get taken to the cleaners on these. So a lot of these are conservative, and they don't know what they're going to do in the draft, so they can't put crazy odds on it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the Bengals are, Dylan?
I'm going to go 12-1.
10 or 12-1.
15-1.
Wow.
To win the Super Bowl.
I would put money on that.
Oh, to win the Super Bowl, yeah.
To win the Super Bowl next year, yeah. Biggest long shot, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, no surprise there. Yeah. Who's the second choice?
Arizona.
Second to last?
Yeah.
Titans, Patriots, Commanders, and Giants, all 150-1.
Giants would be the only play in that one that I would even consider.
I don't know if
I wouldn't play any of them, but the Giants would be the one of that group that
and
I'd be like, all
number
right.
One.
Niners plus 450, Chiefs plus 750. So it
Those
makes you
are
wonder
pretty
how
good
is,
odds.
How are the Niners? Well, a lot could change between now and
of course.
Yeah, but I mean, why are the Niners such heavy favorites next year over the Chiefs, but yet for this year? It's, you know,
because they're going to lose this year.
Because they're going to lose.
And Goodell will make sure they get in next year.
Again, I read a lot of blogs. There's a lot of people saying the weakest link on San Francisco's team is Brock Purdy.
That's true to an extent, but the defense has not been good, guys. Their defense has – I know it's on paper, it looks like it should be great.
Green Bay beat them up pretty good.
Yes.
Detroit beat them up pretty good.
Yes, Cincinnati beat them this year.
Yeah,
it's not that great of a team at times, and if there's any time when you want to be great, it's in the Super Bowl.
I feel like San Francisco's played their worst football these last 3 weeks. Kansas City's probably played their best football these last 3 weeks.
Well, we know how that usually goes in the NFL. So, Brad, you want to go ahead and give us your money? No.
Broke. Monday night basketball was not very good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But Tuesday night was really good. I probably shouldn't bring that up. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Anyway, I got a new cup.
Why do you...
Is what it is.
Why are you sorry?
I feel bad.
Oh, why do you feel bad?
Because...
For leading people on?
What do you mean leading people on?
Everybody's going to put their mugs out front.
Yeah.
Mine out too.
Brad, Dennis.
Is this a Stanley Cup?
Berman?
No.
Stanley.
Ooh, I got some bourbon in my office. You guys want to?
It's Hassle Outfitters.
Well, are you sure it's not Hassle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Fragile. I think that's it. Is that it? Are there any more Taylor Swift props we want to talk about?
I have gotten a little bit of a kick
from the Taylor Swift props. I will tell you that. And I do like how they've named them after her songs. I mean, the musicologist in me likes, you know, random stuff like that.
Will the Super Bowl MVP mention Taylor Swift? Yes,
no.
Plus 750. No, minus 1,600. 99% of the money is on the yes.
Is on the yes?
That's at the BetMGM. Yes.
Jeez.
I can only imagine there being dollar down on that one.
I'm sure the limits are very low, yes.
If Travis Kelce wins it.
I don't think Travis Kelce would say something.
He's going to propose to her right on the field. What are you talking about?
He'd look up at the box and he'd hold the trophy, Lombardi up, and say, I love you, Taylor, and that would be the bet I would take.
And that's the rom-com ending of all time. And that will be replayed on Lifetime every year for the rest of humanity.
It'll be played on the Hallmark Channel while the Super Bowl is playing every year.
Taylor and Travis, match made in heaven.
Who was the Boise State player that proposed to a cheerleader?
They
did play that over and over quite a bit.
They're still married.
They are still married.
Yes,
I saw that too.
Not long ago, I saw that.
What about Brett Musburger and the Catherine Webb?
Catherine Webb and Jed Sturger, who was at Florida State. She was wearing a cowboy hat, and she was...
I thought that was Catherine McVie.
No. That was Jed Sturger.
Okay.
That was who Brett Favre was sending his penis pictures to. He got busted when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I've never felt like more of a man in my life. I'm like, I'm bigger than Brett.
Enjoyed that photo, did you?
Oh, come on.
This is the last podcast, guys. It's the last podcast of the year. Any farting shots for the entire season? I know I got a new cup out of this.
Yeah.
And that's about all I got out of it.
I already farted in your cup.
Oh.
Sorry about your cup. Sorry about your Hassle cup.
If the decal comes off, just let me know. I'll send them back up to Louisville. And
here, go ahead and take mine.
Doodles decals will... I would never.
Thank you, Denise, for the
Denise.
Oh, my sister's amazing. My sister is amazing. I came to her with this idea.
Brad, I've never met her.
She really is.
Oh, really?
I came to her with this idea at Christmas.
Gonna take that out.
At Christmas, and she had to do some hopping to make it happen. So
yes, she did.
God love it.
Dennis can attest to that. Are you going to take that from him? He's talking about your sister.
Brad, I will say this. My sister's very attractive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And her status is?
Very married.
Oh, well, she's off the market.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Dylan. Sorry about your...
I think they're celebrating 26, 27 years.
She's about to trade up, right, Dylan?
I don't think you're a trade up. I didn't say me.
I said Dylan.
I don't think Dennis is a trade up.
Oh, in your face.
Have you been to their house?
In the face.
I have. Have you been to my house?
Yeah.
It has a roof, too.
Her house is a value of everybody else's in the family and our vacation home combined.
Oh.
Better than.
She's been betting on my games?
Huh?
She's betting on my picks, right?
No, she bet on her husband, and he bet on Subway and had a bunch of those.
Jared, huh?
No.
Wow, I've congratulations to her. I'm not a trade up from Jared.
He's a pedophile. You hear? Or as he would say, a pedophiler.
Please tell me this part's coming.
I hear that documentary is just horrific to watch.
I don't think I could watch it.
I don't think I could either because we met the guy. Do you remember when Keith Yarber brought him to town as part of you probably weren't there because it was like a daytime thing that we did. We met at a hotel, and all of our staff got to listen to like some little speech from Jared from Subway. Yeah. I don't know if I had my picture taken with him.
I'd pay money for that.
Wouldn't you?
A picture with Dylan Jared from Subway?
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I've thought about that before. Like, did I get my picture taken with him? Where's that picture now? Who has it?
He's sitting
up in a jail cell right now. And he's throwing darts at it.
Even before he got in trouble. I mean, there were stories years in advance of that they're like, the whole reason he went to Subway every day is because he was literally in his room pirating porn and everything else, And the closest place to him was Subway. So he would stay in his room. He would go downstairs and get a Subway and would get right back up in his room and be creepy again. Wow. And then he started losing weight, and he's like, I might be onto something here.
I never heard that. I just heard
Have you not?
I heard the fact that he was walking to Subway every day, but I hadn't heard that's the reason why he was walking.
That was the whole reason he started going to Subway, is because he was never leaving his room.
Wow.
Because of adult movies. Wow. At least then it was adult movies.
Was it, or do you know?
Well, this is true.
No, I doubt it, that it was.
Any more farting shots before we get out of here for the season?
Who thought Jared from Subway would be a farting shot?
I don't know. Not me. Not me.
I bet he's getting a lot of farting shots in the pool right now.
I bet he is. But he's taking one right now.
Next game.
I bet he's fat again.
Mr. What was his last name? Jared?
Fogel.
Yes, Fogel.
Mr. The doctor is in. Mr. Fogel, next.
The farting shot, I mean, it's the Super Bowl. It's always an enjoyable game. I'm looking forward to it, whether you like it or not. Although I hear the commercials are, once again, incredibly tame because they don't want to piss anybody off.
Yeah, well, does that really surprise you? Look around you.
It's depressing.
Look at the world we've inherited.
This is true. It's depressing. I mean, I like the funny, over-the-top commercials. Everybody's too scared to do those anymore for fear of being canceled.
Having said that, I'll tell you that I never cared for the commercials one way or another.
Did you ever laugh?
I appreciate you guys. I know during the season especially, this is a hassle for both of you.
Oh, come on.
And I know you hustle your butt to get here whenever we say, let's do the podcast. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Enough about him.
I know that you spend a lot of time fussing and complaining.
Yes.
About missing gambling picks.
Yes.
And I got to do this stupid podcast.
Yes.
Walk out here 5 minutes before it ends. And you're like, God, just get this thing over with.
Is it going to end in the next 5 minutes so I can go ahead and go now?
I'm done.
I'm hoping that this podcast blows up to the point where we can be like the Kelsey brothers, and he can be at his house, you could be at your house, and I could be at my house. We'll just Zoom each other and do the podcast that way.
That'll be great.
That'd be too easy. We got to make it complicated by sitting in here and doing this. So I'm done. I appreciate you guys very much and putting up with this stupid idea that I came up with a couple of years ago.
I'm already looking forward to next season.
Same, since this season sucked so bad.
That's all right. I did okay, but...
I did not.
On this show, I didn't.
I just mean the podcast. I didn't really mean the football season.
Because that's all that matters right now, right? But the season did suck.
Cheers, beer special.
In more ways than one.
And I got a new little cup out of this, which I'm very
proud of. Well, it was worth it.
By the way, this was my own design.
Wow.
You're kidding.
Look at that.
100%.
Somebody take a picture of this.
Come up with this? I don't know.
I'm going to put this up on our...
Hey, we could have just had generic writing that said the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
Kind of like my name is generic.
But it looks like a football logo.
Yes, it does.
It does. It does. It really does.
Very football.
Maybe a familiar football logo.
The USFL.
I'm trying not to piss off the National.
Is anybody else still listening right now?
I'm not. Get us out of here for the final time this season, Dennis.
That's it for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Beer Man, get us out of here for the last time.
I hate this.
Tears in his eyes.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Farting is such sweet smelling. What? That's how we're ending the show, folks.
Enjoy Super Bowl 58.
Poop mouth.
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. He is Dead Air Dennis. He is Brad Taylor. I am Beer Man. And may the winners be yours.
Yeah! You did it all! See you later, suckers! By the way, this voice is AI. Dead Air Dennis left 5 minutes ago.